Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Maybe you gave up. Maybe you went to sleep. Maybe you thought, oh, back and forth, back and forth, and maybe you zonked out. Or maybe you stayed up the whole time for this.
And a swing of the ball cracked down the left field line. This one is gone. Sean Rodriguez walks it off for the Phillies.
Got another slider, except this one was right down the pipe. He hung it. Wow, what a crazy ending to this ball game tonight.
You say, of all guys, but then you say, well, it's the Pirates. Of all guys, naturally, it's going to be that guy. Clint Hurdle, tell me about the bullpen and what happened last evening.
I think part of the rotation we use in the bullpen by unplugging guys from time to time and putting guys in different spots helps them all. Because they pitch in different situations throughout the year based on who's available that day. If a couple of your higher leverage guys are out, then people move back.
Yeah, the home run was off Feliz. Tell me more.
We haven't wanted to pitch Chione back-to-back days. Crick had gone back-to-back days. He's out. Feliz had pitched 2 out of 3, 6 out of 11 before that, and a day off and 6 out of 11 before that. Rodriguez had a little bit of a break. Stratton had a couple days break.
Okay, there's a lot of bullpen stuff happening with the Pittsburgh Pirates, and I know the Pirates have been left for dead by a lot of people because, well, they're dead. They're out of it. But I think we look into 2020, and it's emblematic what happened at the end of last night's baseball game. As you go to Liriano, Rodriguez gives up 2 home runs. Stratton actually gives you a pretty good effort, even though he walked 4 people. And then Feliz gives up the home run. Outside of the closer in Vasquez, who in Crick has looked really shaky, right? Crick, Vasquez, Kella held out of last night's game. He was trying to hold Feliz out of last night's game, but I guess he didn't want to pitch Asuna, who didn't have enough rest. All that being said, who has a job going into 2020? We talk about position players all the time. We talk about the starting rotation all the time. We've talked about Neil Huntington and his ability to build a bullpen all the time.
Right.
And that was normally the fail-safe. That was normally the thing where you'd look at and you'd go, okay, but he'd always cobble a bullpen together. Now I'm looking at the depth chart, the organizational depth chart. I don't necessarily know who's written in pen in the bullpen, Chris.
Well, he referenced his high-leverage guys, right? Who are the high-leverage guys for this team? I mean, it really is Vasquez and a bunch of other guys.
Crick has become a bunch of other guys.
Crick has become one of those bunch of other guys. Rodriguez, at least last night in the first month of the season, is a bunch of other guys. And then Stratton, Liriano's not going to be back. I mean, who else is down there? Are we talking about moving Chad Kuhl back to the bullpen next year? I mean, this is
Parker Markle.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
Like, what's happening?
Where's J.B. Shuck?
Yeah.
Osuna.
Where's Wade LeBlanc?
You know what? That's not far off. Although I think they had taken him out of the game, though, at some point with double switches.
But the point remains, it's much like...
Liriano hit for him. You want to put Liriano in the cleanup spot.
Yeah.
That's wonderful management.
It's been done before.
Yes. Well, like putting the pitcher behind the cleanup hitter,
which
happened last week. It's become much like the view of the rotation going into next year from Neil Huntington's point of view, which is...
That's the serious part of this conversation.
Cross your fingers and hope and pray.
But it never was like that before.
No.
You normally had more guys than you had spots for. Now you have one guy that's solidified it. Again, I don't want to beat on the Pirates or make this seem like we're looking at them in a negative light all the time. But where is that facet of this baseball team? Chris, it used to be the bullpen. Jim, it used to be the bullpen. The one where you walk into Pirate Fest or you walk into Bradenton, you go, for all the stuff that people are talking about negative, at least you got this. And it was always, it seemingly always was the bullpen. And now, last night, I think it accentuates the fact that even now, it's really not the bullpen.
And it wastes a start from a guy who's been inconsistent and up and down all year and gives you a good one last night. It wastes the comeback 3 runs in the top of the 7th. It wastes everything. It wastes the Josh Bell home run in the 9th. It's just frustrating to watch some good things happen in a ball game when you haven't been used to seeing good things happen outside of this previous weekend for the last 6 weeks. To see good things happen, and then in the end, it ends up falling apart.
Hurdle
anyway.
Should be managing like he's about to get fired, and he's managing this team in a weird way.
Yeah, you know what, though? When you're on the road, it's a little bit different. When you're in home, you can bring the closer in the top of an inning and then hope that your guys can – because I'm sure that his fear, his rationale, whatever, is that you bring Vasquez in for, say, the top of the 10th inning. Okay, so he gets him out, and then that's his inning. Or I'm sorry, the bottom of the 10th. Mm-hmm. But then you have to go to the 11th, and you have to have somebody else pitch the bottom of the 11th. And I just, that last night was tough. Hey, a year ago, and two of the principles were the same, where they had a back end of the bullpen with Rodriguez, Crick, and Vasquez. And where Crick last year looked like a guy who could potentially be a closer at some point
That Archer is solidified as a starter moving into next year, now that you seemingly have Williams, Musgrove, Brault, Archer, Keller, Agrizal, guys like that. Mm-hmm. Now I come back and I bounce it back the other way, where you set up Cool to be a back end guy. If you don't want Cool to be that, then Agrizal becomes that. One of those two guys needs to now be a bullpen guy.
I wouldn't have a problem at all with Agrizal's stuff, turning him into one of those Jared Hughes type ground ball inherited runners.
Yeah, he'd be like a seventh inning guy. Yeah.
But this is what it comes back to. Like, not to absolve Clint Hurdle of poor decisions he's made this year, because he's made plenty, I think. But I don't fault him for holding on to Vasquez until late in last night's game. He doesn't have anyone else, is what it comes back to. Who else is he going to go to?
The drop-off is momentous after the closer.
Right. You don't trust anybody else in that pen.
For years, it was the closer, but then you had Watson. You had Wilson. You had guys behind him.
They've done.
You had Hanrahan. You had you had
there was that steady ladder of guys moving from the seventh to the eighth role. Tony Watson was a good example, and then they moved from the eighth role to the ninth role. And they were always cultivating bullpen arms.
Well, Watson and Wilson came up through the organization, but Huntington always had done a good job of identifying – like the other team's eighth inning guy.
Grilly gave you a good year.
But these guys were all, they were either set up guys for somebody else, or, well, Grilly was a reclamation guy. But, with Hanrahan, and then with Melanson.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, there was Vasquez, they identified him. And he's one of the best closers in baseball right now, but they have nobody else. Ugh.
Melancone. Anyway, 412-928-9370 is that number. John Wehner at 930.
Gallardo.
Coming up next, I tweeted something yesterday and thought it would get a little run, and this maybe speaks to what's going on with the Pirates right now. All right, so last night, I don't know, it was the second or third inning or whatever. I think Marte was on third base. There were two outs. What was Melky hitting, fifth in the order perhaps yesterday? Behind Osuna maybe to start?
Yes.
Okay, so Melky hadn't been good in 2 weeks. He's
been scuffling.
Taking a bunch of offers, And he's a pro hitter, so where he's going to finish. He's going to be okay. But there's a guy on third. There's two outs. So Melky he's got to drive the ball through the infield or hit it hard somewhere to get the run home. Instead, he decides he's going to surprise him. He's going to try to push a bunt, right? Mm-hmm. And what he's going to do, he's going to try to push it to Vargas's right towards the third base side, push it right at the traditional shortstop position, get it past Vargas into that gap. It's just not a Melky play. But when you're scuffling, it's one of two things. It is, I don't think I can hit the ball into the outfield right now. I'm going to try to make something happen. Vargas makes a really good defensive play. It's about 3 inches away from one of these, okay, I did something for our team. Right. I got myself going again. Now I can feel good about
Legs
myself.
Out an infield single because with a nice little
a bunt. Right. I got to do anything I can do right now to get myself back on track. But Vargas ended up making a great defensive play. So I tweeted it was one of those two things. Mm-hmm. Either he knew he couldn't hit the ball in the outfield, or he's just trying to make a play. It got three responses.
Yeah.
Three responses. If that was before the All-Star break, and they were 2.5 games back, it was headed in the All-Star break, and he makes that same play. Mm-hmm. I can promise you my Twitter feed would have got 70 responses
on that. Would have exploded, yeah.
Chris, it goes to show, or it went to show me, the interest level in this team right now. People at 7 o'clock, they're just, it's not stopping their day. It's like.
No, even the hardest core Pirate fans are having a hard time checking in every night for the lumps over the head that they've taken. And this past weekend, I think, maybe brought a couple people back around because it was fun to see them sweep another team, even if it was just the Reds. was fun to see him hit the ball all over the place. You know, 14-0 win in there. That's a good time. But it's if you know you're going to show up and just get your knuckles wrapped every single time, you're not going to show up as often.
Yeah. It was like, I thought, you don't tweet to get responses. I just tweet to put an idea out there.
But it's weird. You notice when something doesn't get as much response as you're used to seeing. Yeah.
And it absolutely falls in line with people have tuned this out right now. They're like, it's not part of their daily regimen. And that's when you know that's a sad place when people aren't, they're past the getting mad part. They're like,
oh, yeah.
That's where they are. We're there.
There's the only thing worse than anger from a fan base is apathy.
And they're there.
Yeah.
They're there. You know, even the diehard. And I'll watch. I'll always watch. Like, I watched the Little League World Series the other day, Curacao and Louisiana. I watch whatever baseball game is on because I love baseball. So I'll always be that guy watching baseball. But it is like, it does feel like there's very few of us left right
now.
Yeah. And that's the sad part of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.